Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Briggs. Batting fifth. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jerry Terrell. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Hughes. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Dwight Evans. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bob Heise. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Rick Wise. And now, play ball. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Bostock reaches second base with a double. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin misplays the ball. That's an error on Griffin. Bostock scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Ford who is chasing the ball. Carbo reaches third base with a triple. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to second. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to second. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Burleson moves to second. Bob Heise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heise hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell fields it and throws to second for the out. Evans scores. Burleson moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Braun moves to second. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell strikes out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bostock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Carbo hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to second. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford takes first base on ball 4. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Briggs hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Borgman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Terrell hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hisa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first, with Wise covering, for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. Carew steals second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rice. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Rice steals second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burleson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Briggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice scores. Evans moves to third. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hisa hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Briggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 2 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Oliva moves to second. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Borgman hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Terrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliva scores. Braun moves to second. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bostock hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Griffin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Blackwell takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Briggs fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miller hits a pop-up towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Burton now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Carew bunts towards the mound. Burton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. Carew steals second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ford hits a line drive into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 3 in the game. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliva for the out. Carew moves to third. Briggs moves to second. Two outs. Jim Willoughby now pitching. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 3 in the game. Soderholm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rice is hit by the pitch. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans bunts towards the mound. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. Rice moves to second. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Braun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Terrell strikes out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bostock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hisa hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Blackwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Albury now pitching. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carbo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Carbo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miller hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Ford. Miller reaches second base with a double. Miller is thrown out after the base hit. Blackwell goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. Carew steals second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ford strikes out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Briggs is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Carew scores. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Luis Gomez pinch runs for Tony Oliva. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-4 in the game. Soderholm strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.